you still just don't get it. You're seeing his phone, his wallet being put on a table, and you still can't believe that, you know, the owner of those belongings are no longer alive.
Roughly about 35% of all our fatal collisions every year are young drivers.
One road death is equivalent to almost £2 million.
Generally, a lot of young people in many activities do not fear danger, or they don't appreciate the danger, and it's exactly the same for young drivers.
Never thought I would lose Scott, or a close family member, or even a twin brother. Pretty hard.
When I moved through to this part of the world from the Highlands around 20 years ago, I remember being told everyone in the area worked in the oil industry, one way or another. Perhaps not directly, but because of it. I also recall being told that no matter who you spoke to, somehow they'd be related to the Piper Alpha disaster. It was the momentous event which ripped apart a community, wrenched loved ones from their families, and left a wound which would never heal. Now, if you were to ask someone from the Northeast, they'd probably say they knew someone who'd been killed on the roads here. Another wound which will never heal. In June 2012, I read, listened to, and watched so much news about the deaths of two local lads, Aidan and Scott, right here in this spot.
Good morning, I'm Joe Ogburn. Two 17-year-old boys have been killed in a car crash in Aberdeen. It happened on West Tullis Road just before 11 o'clock last night. The car left the dual carriageway, hit a tree, and ended up on its roof. Both teenagers were sitting in the front seats. Two younger boys were in the back, and both of them have minor injuries and are being treated at ARI. Grampian Police say the families of those killed have been told.
This boy at the scene says he can't believe he's lost his friend.
It's just a wonderful guy. He's so funny. I just can't believe he's gone. You hear on the news all the time, but it just doesn't make sense.
At this point, I knew I had to do something more. I'd seen enough. Brothers of school friends, pals of family members, my mate at college, and kids I'd been a youth worker for, all perish on these roads. And I'd done nothing more than mourn, feel bad about it, and in time, simply carry on. This time, I resolved to do something. This is that something. This is No More Flowers. Its sole purpose is to ask but one question. Is there more that we can do?